The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to a new episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, our topic is six signs that it's time to leave your business. We're going to take a break for a moment, and we're going to actually talk about this particular topic for about 5 minutes. If you want to join in the chat room, please go ahead and join in. And if not, you can go ahead and give us a call at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, if you'd like to join the conversation. I'm Tim Jacquet with the Core Business Show. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to the Core Business Show. Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
Welcome back again to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. These are six signs that I actually pull from the internet to talk about when it's time to leave your business. And I'm going to break it down probably in about six steps, but we all know when it's time to go. We have that feeling when it's no longer interesting to us, it's no longer fun, as someone called it. When it's no longer fun, you don't want to be involved with it. You actually pull yourself out of it. And it's the same thing when you own a business. Some people actually begin a business thinking the way they're going to lead the business out. Some people don't think that when they start a business, they don't have an exit strategy whatsoever on how they're going to exit. Someday you're going to exit. It's just a fact of life. You can't live forever. So you really need to keep in mind when you start a business, make sure that you plan the beginning to the end when you get ready to leave. Because you never know, maybe it's a health concern that kicks you out. Maybe it's death and your family now has it and they don't want it because they don't know anything about it. Or maybe it's some other circumstances that you really need to step out of it. So I always talked about that your business plan is your living constitution, is a living document. Your exit strategy has to be the same thing. You got to be able to plan the beginning and the end. So in your business plan, maybe you don't reveal that to people, but at least be able to, if someone asks you or a banker, how will you leave this business? If something happens, make sure you have a complete, concise plan. Or, hey, this will happen if I die. This has happened if I become terminally ill. This has happened if I decide to sell. Because in the tech world, some people start these businesses in order to sell out of it. So let me talk about six missions. Okay, first of all, when you start a business, you have a mission and goal. You want to be the best that you can be in this particular field. And when you feel like that mission is accomplished, the business is doing well, or whatever stage is doing, if you feel like you accomplish exactly what you set out to do, that's a good sign that, again, if it's not fun anymore, you may want to just step aside. Your mission is accomplished. Look at something else. So that's number one, mission accomplished. You know when your mission is accomplished. Number two, is boring or is no longer fun, like I keep mentioning. A kid told me that years ago when I was teaching my first year of class. And he said, one thing is that when it's no longer fun, you know, you're bored and you really don't want to get involved. You can't commit yourself in it. So, you know, when it's just boring, it's you just existing, that's one time to just really get out. That was a series called Startup Junkies, and I think you really need to take a look at. It's on Hulu. I found it, but it's 10 years old now. 10, 11-year-old show by Mojo. And these are a series of people who start businesses for the sake of, they just love doing it. I mean, they make millions of money, and then they go and invest into a new project, and they could lose the whole thing. It's a sport, I'm not sure, or is it something that they just like to do? They are startup junkies. Take a look at that show, Startup Junkies, and kind of look at exactly what they did to start their business and what got them into starting something else. I don't think it's a good idea that you continue to start, but these people had some success in the past that allowed them financially to go invest in another project. One of the main projects were Earth Class Mail, and this was a mail server that a lot of companies got a bulk, whole bunch of mail. I remember getting so much mail, I haven't even time to kind of look through every single thing. I separate the bills or separate the most important correspondence. Then all the other stuff, I put aside. But they had a neat plan, which was revolution during that time. Here we have email, so it's a little different. But during that time, that they had mail centers throughout the United States, not that many, and it goes to one central place. And what happened is they start off in one location, and all the mail will come to that location, and they scan it, and they email it to the customer. It's, you know, 11 years ago, that sounded really good. That's mean I don't have to open a piece of mail, and I can categorize, okay, here's the bills, here is the important correspondence, here is blah, 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 whatever. You can categorize it as it comes in. And they scan it from the beginning, the outside of the envelope, when it was postmarked, when it arrived into their center, and the actual text in the PDF mail, and you just can click and read it and go on to the next one. And it was a really great idea. But what happened is after they start this business, in the middle of it, they sold it. And Earth Class Mail is still going on today. I'm not sure how successful it is. But they have street addresses throughout the United States that people can have emails sent to. It's good if you're a one-man operation or a few people. You don't want them spending time and dealing with mail. But they have, I mean, just take a look at their site. But anyway, they sold their interests out and they started another business. So kind of take a look at that. So, again, that's the mission accomplished. One thing, that's when you're bored and it's no longer fun. Here's number three, when it's not working. If it's not really working for you and you just know it and you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, it may be time to give it up. I mean, sell it or find a way to either make it work. But if it's just not working, maybe it's a timing issue. Or maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe go to score. Talk to some business experts and see if it's something they can do to help advise you to make that project work. Another one, number four, is too stressful. If you are just losing sleep, losing time with your family, losing your time, and it's just, I mean, you're about to have a heart attack or hissy or pass out, it's not good for you. Let it go because your health is more important than having a really a business that is really taxing you to death. Number five, when it's just time. You know when the time is perfect. Everything going well in one sense, that now is maybe some time you can bring an investor and you can start divesting yourself out. That's also a good sign to really step out. I remember there was a credit card processor about 2006, they owned one company, Card Processing Services. Then they started another one called CNET, and we do a lot of business with Central Payment. It's CPay or Central Payment. And Matt and his brother had another business, and he got to a certain point. he sold out, and he figured out all the things that can work, and he perfected the skill, sold it to someone else, and went to another started another company with a better concept, and all those kinks worked out, and he'll know exactly what to start from. And he got an independent sales organization throughout the United States, the independent contractors, put technology in the forefront, and they just sold. They had powerhouse sales managers that actually motivate the people they recruited and sold. And it was all about selling. And they perfected it. And a few years later, they came in and they started grabbing the attention of some major banks. And TSYS came in and bought an interest in the company. And they start planning the exit strategy. Now, I knew they had an exit strategy at the very beginning. So TSYS came in and purchased 20%, then purchased another 20%. Then they're now on a two-year plan to exit out of the company in 2 years. And I think both of them now have probably 20% of the business together, or 25% of the business. And after 2 years, after TSYS takes over, take a look at their system and processes and see how it works in their processes, then they will actually exit the company, which is a smooth exit. The company is making $250 million. And it's great. So that's a good idea that, hey, that process actually works. And number six is passion. You got to have passion for everything you do. And when you no longer have a passion for it, it's time to let it go. So those are my six signs that it's time to leave your business. You can ponder them and take the advice, and appreciate your feedback and call in your letters and your emails. Anything I can do, if you have any questions, you can give me a call here at the Apple Capital Group, 866-611-7457. Again, this is Tim Jacquet, the Core Business Show. Thank you for joining us today. I will have this on a blog probably later today, probably give me until this afternoon to get that done. And I think going forward, we will have everything that we discuss and transcripts that's going to be available to you for free versus outlines that we use. So anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. I'm Tim Jacquet, Core Business Show. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.